Is hypocrisy blinding your genuine witness? Does your heart secretly contradict God's creed? And what would change if you walked in truth, deed, and love, not just words? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you're having a great, great day today. We are going to dive into God's Word. We're going through a series called Circumcision of the Heart. If you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, commented, or placed this devotion in your Washington Defender Huddle, I want to encourage you to do that right away. It's really important that we change our hearts so that we change the public square. Today's scripture is going to come from Romans, but we're going to start in Deuteronomy and ask, do you commit adultery? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10. I moreover stayed on the mountain, this is Moses, 40 days and 40 nights, like the first time, and the Lord listened to me that time also, and the Lord was not willing to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, arise, proceed on your journey ahead of the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require you from you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet on your fathers did the Lord set his affections to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, even you above all peoples, as it is to this day. So circumcise your heart and stiffen your neck no longer. So we have Moses, who is up on the mountain. He's getting the Ten Commandments the second time, because the first time they were destroyed and he came down and found the Israelites in idolatry and worshiping false gods. And so he is going back up to the mountain, and he's getting these Ten Commandments from God and allowing him to write them down. And there's some powerful, powerful, powerful scriptures in here. And mostly here at verse 16, it says, so circumcise your heart and stiffen your neck no longer. You know, oftentimes we think of the Old Testament and the New Testament as two distinct sections or portions of Scripture, and to a degree they are. But there also is a reoccurring theme that comes throughout all of Scripture, is that God desires your heart. He wants you to fear him. He wants you to love other people with all, and he wants you to care about your neighbor, the orphans, the widows, and those around you. So we're going to jump in a little bit further, but think about this today. What does God want to cut away in your flesh today? What are the areas that he wants to circumcise that heart of yours and to not allow you to have a stiff neck any longer? In other words, that you wouldn't stiffen your neck towards God. So let's go on, and it reads, for the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. See, if you have a circumcised heart, you are going to remember that there is only one living God, and he is the God over all other false gods. And he's the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. Don't you just love that? God is a God who does not show partiality or take a bribe. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of lords. Have you circumcised your heart today to remember this, that God is the God of all gods and he won't take a bribe? He executes justice for the orphan and the widow. God cares about the orphan and the widow and shows his love for the alien by giving him food and clothing. So show your love for the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You know, we're dealing a lot with immigration conversations in our culture today. And how do we deal with the illegal alien? And I'll just point out a couple things. First off, it doesn't say the illegal alien here. Secondly, when Israel, the human Israel, not the nation Israel, was invited to go to Egypt, he packed up his family and he was invited by Pharaoh to go down there. Of course, Joseph had already gone down and become basically Pharaoh's right-hand man. And so they were invited in. So he says, I want you to remember that you lived in a foreign land that you were invited into as well at one point. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and cling to him. Isn't that beautiful? Fearing the Lord our God, serving him and clinging to him, and you shall swear by his name. So this is part of a circumcised heart that we're supposed to have. And our necks are not to be stiffened towards him, because we want God to be first and foremost in our hearts today. And as you go into that workplace, this is what I want you to think about is God first in my heart today? He is your praise and he is your God who has done these great and awesome things for you, which your eyes has seen. Make God your praise today as you go into that public space. Allow him to be your God everywhere we go. He's awesome. And that your eyes are looking towards him today, each and every step of the way. Your fathers went down to Egypt, 70 persons in all. And now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. So I just wanted to go back through why we're talking about a circumcised heart. It comes from Deuteronomy and actually in Romans. In just a few moments, we're going to see that it talks about our heart being circumcised again. So our verse for today is Romans chapter 2, verse 22. You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? These are powerful questions that Paul is asking. He's saying, if you got a religious practice, a foundational belief in your creed, do you break those creeds and teach others to break it? Not by your words, because you're teaching them not to commit adultery, but by your actions. And of course, Jesus expands this. He talks about the adultery of the heart, lusting after another person from your heart. Why? Because when we have a heart that is uncircumcised, it can get away from us and it can take place that we want to worship the things, the idols that that are so prevalent in our culture and our society. So my hope today is that as you look at it, you begin to ask yourself this question. Okay, God, you've asked me to fear you. You've asked me to step back and circumcise my heart and loosen up my neck, not have a stiff neck before you. Don't be arrogant and proud before you, but be humble before you. And then in Romans, he's asking you, man, am I teaching others not to commit adultery, but I'm committing those very same acts? Am I teaching others to live a holy life, but I'm living an unholy life? God desires us not to be hypocrites, not to walk in hypocrisy and allow that to rule over our day or over our life. So let's go on. He says this in 1 John, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I love this about John. He's just so clear. He's like, you can use the right words. You can use your tongue to say the right things, but the true proof is in the fact that you love others by deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Today you maybe have your heart condemning you. Know this for sure. Ask God to remove the hypocrisy that's in your heart and ask him to allow you, as you go into that workplace today, to walk in an authentic relationship with him. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. Ask God to evaluate your heart today, to search your heart, to show you any deeds and or beliefs and or discrepancies in the way that you view life and or you demonstrate life. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us this commandment. So God's commandments are very simple. Believe on Jesus and love each other. Is there someone that you need to love today? And with a Holy Spirit kind of love where you just truly care about them today. So let's talk about some public square application. Walk in reverent obedience to God today. You're going to enter in through those double doors at your workplace and you're going to walk in to that office and you're going to have a choice. Have reverent obedience to God or have blatant disobedience to God where you dishonor him and you don't revere him. Show justice and compassion to the widow, to the orphan. Maybe there's someone who is a loner at work today, and God's calling you to reach out to them and draw them into relationships so that you can share Jesus with them and just love them. Guard against hypocrisy. Ask God to reveal to you any areas of hypocrisy. I've done this and do it. And oftentimes the list can be long, where God's like, man, you are not doing well with how you're loving your family or how you are caring about those around you. Maybe those who have opposing views to you. You are not seeing them as being created in the image of God. God's convicted me of that and challenged me to see every single person as valuable in God's sight. Guard against hypocrisy. Love in deeds, not just in words. Ask God, how can I love my coworkers today in deeds and not just words? How can I love my wife or my husband or my children in deeds and not just in words? If you're like me, you got a big mouth and sometimes it gets away from you and you got to figure out how to rein it in. I've got to figure out how to rein it in. I'm being convicted by the scriptures right now as I read them. Hold fast to God alone as a source of hope and security. Your paycheck comes from God. Whether you recognize that, he is your provider, and praise him daily for his faithfulness, remembering his past works and seeking assurance in his love so that your heart remains steadfast even when self-doubt or condemnation arise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know we're going to enter into this public square today and we need your help, God. We give our hearts over to you to cut away all hypocrisy, all areas of disobedience, all things that do not honor you today, God. Go before us in Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.